I think Steve Kerr is losing his mind or something. He said that the Golden State Warriors have been, I don't even want to use that word because it sounds so weird, but he said they can't continue to ride Steph Curry like they've been riding him the last 15 years. The franchise, the whole franchise been riding him. Ugh. But he could have worded it a different way. But anyways, I know what he's meaning. He meaning like they can't rely on him and they can't lean on only him. I guess he's saying that other people need to step up and all this kind of stuff. He said that playing him 30 minutes and not playing him 32 minutes is not the reason that they lost. You know what I say? That's a lie. Because he is the franchise player. He is the franchise. Who would have been watching the Golden State Warriors without him there for the last, I don't know how many years? Steph Curry is the reason that they won so many games over the last 15 years. He's like one of the number one reasons that they've been winning. And now he's saying they can't ride him anymore, which is disgusting to say. But I find that to be just stupid. Stupid. You need him in the clutch. You need him at the end of the game. You rely on him to hit game winners. You rely on him to help you win the game. You need to lean on him. You don't need to ride him, but you do need to rely on him. Rely on him to win games, since he is the franchise player. You feel what I'm saying? So I think Steve Kerr is officially lost his mind. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think even Darvin Ham said that the Lakers are going to continue to rely on and lean on LeBron James as long as they can. You know why? Because he's LeBron James. Just like Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And not only is he Steph Curry, he's a little bit younger than LeBron James, like by 5-6 years or something like that. So I don't know what he's talking about. Even Steph Curry was kind of surprised that he was kind of limited at the end of the game. That's crazy. Why would you limit the best player on your team? That's the dumbest thing ever. Dumb mistake. Not only is it stupid, but they haven't been playing that well lately. So instead of giving yourself the best chance of winning, you want to try to do what? I don't know what he's trying to do. I guess he's trying to ride somebody else. What is going on? What is going on, Steve Kerr? You know, I would say that Steve Kerr has did phenomenal job the last whatever how many years that they've been winning championships. Ever since he took over, he's been doing a great job. But if he continues along this path that he's going on, then they need to go ahead and let him go. His time is up. You know, it's almost time for Klay and Draymond and Steph to be gone. You know, they coming up on their final years or final. You know, who knows how long they can go on. Maybe one more year, maybe two more years, or maybe this is it. But if this is it, say next year is it, right? They should grade Steve Kerr on how he performs and his decisions for the rest of this season. And if this right here and his comments is an indication on how he is going to perform and coach, then they need to start looking elsewhere. You know, I was about to say it'd be crazy if they brought Mark Jackson back, but I think Mark might have burned some bridges. But he is the, Mark Jackson is the creator. Steve Kerr just took over. Steve Kerr is the inheritor. He inherited it. Mark Jackson is the creator. Who do I think to coach the Golden State Warriors? I don't know. It would have to be somebody fresh, somebody very knowledgeable, somebody with a lot of patience, somebody that the players respect because they got veterans on the team. And it has to be somebody that the players actually want to be there. Yeah, it can't be an experiment. Like, I suggest, and I still suggest, that the Lakers hire Rondo as their next coach and go ahead and get rid of Darvin Ham. But I wouldn't suggest Rondo being the coach of the Golden State Warriors, because they won't respect him. They would see him as somebody they just competed against. They need somebody that has experience, but also somebody that is relatable to them. I don't know who it would be, but maybe they need to start looking. Because Steve Kerr, he's losing his mind. You know, maybe he having some outside of work problems. Maybe he getting tired of the players that he has, which is weird. I don't know what's going on with him, but I do know this. He's making stupid decisions. I know that much. And you wouldn't think that of such a veteran championship coach. You know what I'm saying? He done won lots of championships. This ain't just your regular coach. And not only is he not your regular coach, Steph Curry is not your regular player for you to be put on the bench. Talking about, you know, 2 minutes don't make a difference. 2 minutes makes all the difference. 2 minutes, he could have. Do you know what Steph Curry could do in 2 minutes? He should know more than anybody. But maybe they had some kind of falling out or something. I don't know what's going on. But whatever it is, I tell you what, Steve Kerr better figure that shit out. Because one thing we know, and one thing we know as NBA fans, coaches, they are the coaches, and they do make the lineups, and they do make decisions out there on the court. But it's a player's game. You hear what I'm saying? And if he crossed them too many times, if he crossed Steph, Clay, and maybe even, I don't know about Draymond. Draymond ain't got no pool no more. He's a psycho. But if he crossed Steph too many times, this is strike one, I guess. It might be strike two or three. I ain't really been paying attention. But this is definitely a strike. Hopefully it's strike one. But if he get up to strike two, he might be somewhere broadcasting the games. He might be, he might be over there calling the games instead of actually coaching them. Being a sports analyst or something. He might be on there with Stephen A. Smith talking about the game. For real. Let him keep playing. Because you know just as well as I know, when it comes down to a franchise choosing their star franchise player or the coach, you know who's going. You know who will leave. The coach is going to go before any player that's a star. Now, if Steph was some kind of scrub or something, and he ain't had no pull, then it won't matter you sitting him on the bench. Sit his ass on the bench, who cares? But this is Steph Curry. This is Steph Curry. And only a few people, older people, and I think older people, but most everybody else outside of older people consider him the best point guard of all time. So, I suggest this for Steve Kerr. Number one, tread lightly. You know what I'm saying? Don't burn no bridges. Because your ass will be, you'll have a podcast like Mark Jackson instead of coaching. And also, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? If I had Steph Curry on my team, they would be mad with me for the opposite way. Because I would never let them come off the court. Like, man, you stay your ass out there the whole game so we can win. Don't you come off that damn court. You know what I'm saying? And keep shooting. You the best shooter of all time. Shoot the ball. Don't pass it. Just keep shooting. Shoot it from half court, the other side of the court. Shit, shoot it from the parking lot. I don't care. That's what my philosophy would be if I had Steph Curry on my team. But Steve Kerr, his suspect ass talking about riding him and stuff, which is weird. I don't know what's going on with him, man. But I tell you what, he better figure it out fast. The Warriors, man, the Warriors might not even make, talking about the playoffs. Shit, they might not even make the play-ins. And he's sitting around here trying to be a philosopher and shit. You know what I'm saying? Steve Kerr trying to be a philosopher and come up with new ideology and all kinds of... Yeah, man, this ain't the time for all that, man. This ain't the time for you to be trying new shit, experimenting, trying to show your power as a coach and talk about the last 15 years. Nobody cares about the last 15 years. Nobody cares about how well you can coach. Nobody cares about none of that shit. You know what they care about? Winning. That's it. And your best chance of winning is having the best shooter of all time out there on the court as much as possible, and then definitely as much as possible in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Steve Kerr, he might be over there sniffing in some of that talcum powder or something. I don't know what's wrong with him, you know what I'm saying? He might be messing with that baby powder, who knows? Y'all might need a drug test, yeah. He be looking a little sketchy sometimes, I tell you. I hate to talk about him like that, but that was just a stupid comment, man. Yeah, he make a stupid comment, I make a stupid one too. I don't think they can win a championship this year. I didn't want to count them out because of Steph Curry. But if the coach, Steve Kerr, if he is going to start coaching all weird and shit and making all kinds of weird ass lineups like some of the other coaches do, like Darvin Ham and a few other coaches do, then they definitely going to lose. They won a championship. How many championships they got? A lot, right? Compared to most other franchises. They got a lot of championships in the last couple of years. So, Steve Kerr, he knows the recipe, right? He knows the recipe for a championship. He done cooked it up a couple of times. The main ingredient is Steph Curry. If you start trying to add in some new ingredients and stuff and take out Steph and... take out your main ingredient a little bit. Don't put as much in as possible. It's not going to be the same recipe, jackass. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was making a cake and you used a half a cup of sugar and it was one of the... And you've been using that for the last 15 years. A half a cup of sugar, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, man, well, shit, we don't need no half a cup of sugar. Let me go ahead and put a tablespoon in. That's a whole different recipe, dumbass. A whole different recipe. So, don't try to fix something that's not broke. Don't try to change a recipe that works just because you think the recipe is getting stale or it's not as exciting as it used to be or whatever the hell he thinks. When from the outside looking in as an NBA fan, even Steph Curry and the other players, they're looking at him like, what in the hell? Why? You should have heard the reporters asking him, so do you know about, did he feel a certain way about not getting as many hours in the minutes in the fourth quarter? Of course he did. He was a little shocked as a damn self. The reporters asking it. I'm sure I didn't watch, ain't too much basketball coverage today, but I'm sure all the analysts talking about it, because that's a dumbass move. And the only way he will explain it is that they've been riding Steph Curry for the last 15 years, and they need to stop riding him so much. Number one, that sounds disgusting. Number two, that's some dumbass shit to say. Number three, I'm pretty sure he has a bigger vocabulary than all that riding stuff he be talking about. And number four, that's just, I don't even know if I said that already, but it's a dumbass excuse. Stupid. He shouldn't have said I'm riding him. What he should have said was this: if he wanted to make an excuse, and this would have been understandable. Well, no, it wouldn't have been understandable. It would have made more sense than that whole riding him for the last 15 years. If he said, Steph Curry, he is the franchise. He is our number one player. He is our number one option. He is our guy. There is no franchise without Steph Curry the last couple of years. He makes us win. He is the straw that stirs the drink. You know what I'm saying? He is the team. But he's getting a little older, so I'm trying to limit his minutes. And not only limit his minutes, let other players, younger players, step up to the plate and help us win. That's all that was. He could have been out there, but I was trying to give other guys a chance to see how intense it is in the fourth quarter to try to win such a tight game. Yeah. But instead, he come up with that stupid shit about riding him for the last 15 years. So dumb. And I kind of feel bad talking about him, because I like Steve Kerr. But, and everybody makes mistakes. And hopefully he learns from his mistakes. And hopefully he ain't on no baby powder, or no talcum powder, or no drugs, or nothing. He ain't over there sniffing nothing on the sidelines that's get him intoxicated before he come out there and coach. Because that's just weird.